Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Mem Avram Goldhar and today Maseches Yevamos Daf Tzadi Beis, the 10th Perek, Isha Rabba. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah ruled that if a woman got remarried, I'll be Beis Din, according to the dictate of Beis Din, based on the testimony of a single witness, she is exempt from bringing a chatas. Ziri said, the ruling of the Mishnah is not accepted in practice in light of a brisa that was taught in the Beis Midrash that stated, if Beis Din ruled that the sun had already set and Shabbos was over, and people relied on the ruling and did malacha, and then the sun shone, proving Beis Din was wrong, this is not a case of a wrongful ruling, but simply a mistake. Beis Din didn't rule the sun had set, rather, they made a mistake on the sun's position. Rashi explains that people cannot say that they relied on Beis Din's ruling and are exempt from bringing a chatas. In our Mishnah as well, it cannot be said that Beis Din permitting the woman to remarry is a ruling. Rather, it was a mistake based on being misled by the witness as to the facts regarding the husband's death. Rav Nachman disagrees and says Beis Din's ruling is a hara, for the reason that one witness is believed to permit her to remarry, since the woman will investigate and make sure that the husband is dead before remarrying. Since in the Mishnah's case, it became clear that the woman did not investigate well enough, the adultery that occurred was a result of a wrongful hara, and that is why she's exempt from hakatas. Point number two, the next Mishnah brings numerous cases where a woman acted on the basis of incorrect testimony. In the final case, witnesses told the woman that her husband had died, v'niskadsha, and she became betrothed to another man, and afterwards her first husband came back. Muteres lachzerlo, she is permitted to return to him. Afo pishanasin la'achron get, lopsal mina kahuna, even if the last one, referring to the man who was mekadosh, gave her a get, it doesn't disqualify her from the kahuna. This is because this get was not required, even on a derabbanan level. V'lazer ben Masya darshan the following pasuk in support of this din, for it's written, V'isha grusha mi'isha, and nor shall they, the Kohanim, take a marriage to a woman divorced from her husband. This teaches that only a woman divorced from her legal husband is prohibited to a Kohen. V'lo mi'ish she'eno isha, but not a woman divorced from a man who's not her husband. And pointing through, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, V'nayin she'en kedushin tofsin v'yavama, from where do we know that kedushin does not take effect with the yavama to someone other than the Yavam? For it's written, the wife of the deceased shall not be outside to a strange man, which implies, there cannot be any marriage to a stranger for her. But Shmuel says, because of our poverty, she requires a get from the second husband. The Gemara explains that Shmuel used the phrase, because of our poverty, because he had a suffix whether the pasuk of the wife of the deceased shall not be outside to a strange man, whether it comes to teach a prohibition or whether it comes to teach that kedushin is not tofes. If the pasuk means she cannot be married to a strange man, it teaches that kedushin is not tofes. If it means she may not be married to a strange man, it can mean that she is prohibited to him, but if he were to marry her, kedushin would be tofes. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah ruled that if a woman got remarried, I'll be Beis Din, according to the dictate of Beis Din, based on the testimony of a single witness, she is exempt from bringing a chatas. Ziri said, the ruling of the Mishnah is not accepted in practice in light of a brisa that was taught in the Beis Midrash that stated, if Beis Din ruled that the sun had already set and Shabbos was over, and people relied on the ruling and did malacha, and then the sun shone, proving Beis Din was wrong, this is not a case of a wrongful ruling, but simply a mistake. Beis Din didn't rule the sun had set, rather, they made a mistake on the sun's position. Rashi explains that people cannot say that they relied on Beis Din's ruling and are exempt from bringing a chatas. In our Mishnah as well, it cannot be said that Beis Din permitting the woman to remarry is a ruling. Rather, it was a mistake based on being misled by the witness as to the facts regarding the husband's death. Rav Nachman disagrees and says Beis Din's ruling is a hara, for the reason that one witness is believed to permit her to remarry, since the woman will investigate and make sure that the husband is dead before remarrying. Since in the Mishnah's case, it became clear that the woman did not investigate well enough, the adultery that occurred was a result of a wrongful hara, and that is why she's exempt from hakatas. Point number two, the next Mishnah brings numerous cases where a woman acted on the basis of incorrect testimony. In the final case, witnesses told the woman that her husband had died, v'niskadsha, and she became betrothed to another man, and afterwards her first husband came back. Muteres lachzerlo, she is permitted to return to him. Afo pishanasin la'achron get, lopsal mina kahuna, even if the last one, referring to the man who was mekadosh, gave her a get, it doesn't disqualify her from the kahuna. This is because this get was not required, even on a derabbanan level. V'lazer ben Masya darshan the following pasuk in support of this din, for it's written, V'isha grusha mi'isha, and nor shall they, the Kohanim, take a marriage to a woman divorced from her husband. This teaches that only a woman divorced from her legal husband is prohibited to a Kohen. V'lo mi'ish she'eno isha, but not a woman divorced from a man who's not her husband. And pointing me through, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, V'nayin she'en kedushin tofsin v'yavama, from where do we know that kedushin does not take effect with the yavama to someone other than the yavam? For it's written, the wife of the deceased shall not be outside to a strange man, which implies, there cannot be any marriage to a stranger for her. But Shmuel says, because of our poverty, she requires a get from the second husband. The Gemara explains that Shmuel used the phrase, because of our poverty, because he had a suffix whether the pasuk of the wife of the deceased shall not be outside to a strange man, whether it comes to teach a prohibition or whether it comes to teach that kedushin is not tofes. If the pasuk means she cannot be married to a strange man, it teaches that kedushin is not tofes. If it means she may not be married to a strange man, it can mean that she is prohibited to him, but if he were to marry her, kedushin would be tofes. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf tzadi beis, and our standard simmon is a turtle, a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The turtle specialist who was working late because he made a factual mistake about what time the sun would set was interrupted by his assistant, who was divorced from her legal husband, who came to inform him that his kedushin to Yavama wasn't toves because he was a strange man. Once again, slow motion. The turtle specialist, that must be one daf tzadi beis. The turtle specialist who was working late because he made a factual mistake about what time the sun would set, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether a woman who marries Alpi Basin by the testimony of a single witness and then the original husband reappears, whether she's patur from bringing a chatas because she relied on the hora of Basin, or whether she would be chai because Basin made a toz, a mistake. Similar to a Basin rule that the sun had already set and Shabbos was over, and people relied on that ruling and did malacha, and then the sun shone, proving Basin was wrong. This is not a case of a wrongful ruling, but simply a mistake. Beis Din didn't rule the sun had set, rather they made a mistake on the sun's position. So the turtle specialist who was working late because he made a factual mistake about what time the sun would set was interrupted by his assistant who was divorced from her legal husband, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar ben Masya darshan the pasuk that states, V'isha grusha me'isha, and nor shall they, referring to the Kohanim, take a marriage to a woman divorced from her husband. This teaches that only a woman divorced from her legal husband is prohibited to a Kohen. V'lo me'ish she'eino isha, but not a woman divorced from a man who is not her husband. So the turtle specialist, who was working late because he made a factual mistake about what time the sun would set, was interrupted by his assistant who was divorced from her legal husband, who came to inform him that his kedushin to a yavama wasn't toves because he was a strange man. Which reminds Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, the kedushin does not take effect with the yavama to someone other than the yavam, for it's written, the wife of the deceased shall not be outside to a strange man, which implies, there cannot be any marriage to a stranger for. But Shmuel had a suffolk, whether the pasuk teaches kedushin is not tofes, or perhaps it means that there is a love not to marry another man, but if she did, kedushin would be tofes. So once again, the turtle specialist who was working late because he made a factual mistake about what time the sun would set was interrupted by his assistant who was divorced from her legal husband, who came to inform him that his kedushin to a yavama wasn't toves because he was a strange man. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.